A conviction in a huge trading fraud in France.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world, and how it affects the United States. French rogue trader Jérôme Kerviel has been found guilty of one of the biggest trading frauds in history. Kerviel amassed a multi-billion dollar loss at the French bank Société Générale in 2008. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has the latest.
Kerviel was convicted of using fraud and forgery to hide unauthorized and highly risky trades. He lost his bank $6.8 billion in the process. But his sentence, handed down today by a Paris court, may seem even more extraordinary. Kerviel has been ordered to repay the lost billions, something he clearly won't do on his current salary of $3,000 a month. Kerviel will serve just 3 years in jail, not quite the 150 years Bernie Madoff received, but they do things differently in France. Sophie Pedder of The Economist magazine says most French people feel Kerviel has been punished too harshly.
He's not seen as somebody who was defrauding other people of money, nor of putting money in his own pocket. It was abusing a system, which I think the French thought was an outrageous system in the first place. That's the sort of great casino gambling of the banks.
Kerviel's lawyers said today the former trader will file an appeal. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Over in Japan, the central bank there has cut its interest rate to virtually zero. There is growing concern in that country about how well the economy is recovering after the recession, and the Bank of Japan has been under pressure from politicians to tackle the strong yen, which is making Japanese exports less competitive. The BBC's Roland Burke is with us from Tokyo with the latest on that. Good morning, Roland.
Hi.
So this caught the markets by surprise. What finally persuaded the central bank in Japan to cut its key rate?
Well, it's not only been politicians that have been pressuring the central bank, it's been business leaders too. Firms here are becoming much more pessimistic about the future because they can see that the economy is struggling to recover from the recession. And now the problem is that the strong yen makes exports more expensive and less competitive, but it also makes imports, products coming into Japan, cheaper. And that contributes to Japan's big problem, deflation, falling prices.
Now, Roland, Japan's economy relies heavily on exports. So how damaging has the weak U.S. dollar been to that country's recovery?
Japan relies on Americans to buy things like cars and electronics to drive growth in its economy. So with the dollar being weak, that makes things from Japan much more expensive for American consumers. So exports has been falling month on month. And of course, Japan can't rely on its own people to spend their way out of trouble because the worries about the future are making the Japanese reluctant to dip into their pockets.
The BBC's Roland Burke from Tokyo. Roland, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Well, world markets are up on that news out of Tokyo today and the Bank of Japan lowering those interest rates. Asia up 1% today, about 1% on average. European shares up about 0.5%. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost more ground, shedding 78 points to close at 10,751.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. By Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at NovoNordisk-US.com. And by MassMutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com.
If you happen to be in Orlando, Florida today, you can get into one of the area's theme parks for free. It's not Disney World or SeaWorld. It's a Christian attraction called the Holy Land Experience. The park is giving away tickets for a very worldly purpose. It has to do with taxes. From Station WMFE in Orlando, Judith Smelser explains.
Orlando's Holy Land Experience is not your usual theme park. Instead of roller coasters, there are religious artifacts and a recreation of Israel in biblical times. Instead of Mickey Mouse and Harry Potter, guests take pictures with Bible characters, including Jesus himself. The park is all about bringing the Bible to life with live performances.
This whole area here is where we do the recreation of the crucifixion of Jesus.
Jane Wilcox is the park's guest services supervisor.
And they nail him to that cross, and he hangs there for probably about 5 minutes.
The show is very dramatic, even downright gory at times. It also feels remarkably like a church service, complete with prayers and preaching. Holy Land says that means it should get the same property tax exemption that more traditional churches get in Florida. But when the park opened in 2001, local property appraiser Bill Donegan took issue with that logic.
Many religious organizations do a lot of work other than just hold services. They have senior programs, they have programs for the needy, they do a lot of community work that otherwise the state would have to do themselves.
And he says the Holy Land experience doesn't do those things.
We felt that the Holy Land, although religious, was not a religious exemption.
Donegan went to court with his argument, but the state legislature passed a special law to make sure the Holy Land kept its tax break, but with one catch. For one day each year, the park has to waive its $35 admission fee. And this year, today's the day when guests can see their religious beliefs come to life for free. For the local county, though, all that inspiration comes at a cost, more than $300,000 a year in property taxes. In Orlando, I'm Judith Smeltzer for Marketplace.
And finally, researchers in Canada and the United States have done a little research on tennis grunting. You've heard those grunts from the tennis court before? Yeah. The researchers say the louder the grunt a player makes, the better competitive advantage he or she has. The grunt, they say, actually masks the noise of the ball hitting the racket. So the opponent can't judge the ball's velocity and spin at that point. Tennis pro Martina Navratilova says grunting is cheating, pure and simple. Well, the grunting has gotten more lucrative. The arms race and tennis tournament payouts just kicked up a notch. The Australian Open announced it's increasing its purse to $24 million. 24 grunts in the tournament, that's $1 million a grunt. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.